Hare Krishna. Yesterday was our last festival in Eger. It was a bit of a trying day, traveling there in the morning, being there all day long, and driving back in the evening, having a little meeting, and getting ready. And now I'm just on the way out the door to get on the plane. Istanbul. So next report will be from Istanbul, and hopefully we'll be able to send some pictures from there as well. It was a very nice festival, and I gave two talks. I spent time talking to this very, very nice person, I could actually say it, and he was exceptionally nice. He confessed himself to be a Christian, but his wife was there, his children were there. They were there for the whole day. All in all, he came having come back about twice to the question and answer booth. I spent 3 hours talking to him. And obviously he wasn't an ordinary run-of-the-mill Christian. He accepted everything that we said about Krishna consciousness. He's very open. I hope that he'll be good potential as a devotee in the future. And I gave two talks, two lectures, one of them. Was about inverse evolution. I was pointing out to people that while they were here enjoying our Hare Krishna festival, but in the meantime, the whole educational system in which they had participated in, that then they were sending their children through, there are lots of kids there, like 60 kids I heard yesterday. They were sending their children to, and the whole world in which they're living was of the opinion that ultimately we evolved from lower forms of life to higher forms of life. And I explained that this is something that really doesn't make sense. It isn't that you have less complex structures form more complex structures. For instance, the building that we're in is made of bricks. The bricks are made of earth. The earth is made of molecules. And so we have a relatively complex structure, the building, and it's made from very simple building blocks, namely atoms, molecules, earth, bricks. But of course, we know that these bricks don't come together to make a building. It requires a much more complex structure, which is a human being, which in itself has an extremely complex bodily structure and something even more intricate and fine, subtle than the body, which is that it also has consciousness and it thinks and it has a mind. And that's what has made the building. But even if you accept that bricks make buildings, but the nature of buildings isn't to just turn into some more complex structures. The nature of buildings is to revert back to simpler structures. Well, similarly, the bricks only became bricks because some energy was put into them, but their natural state is that they also, maybe after hundreds of years, also sort of disintegrate and break down into sand. So this is the nature of the world that we're seeing. If we look around and if we observe what matter does, matter doesn't combine together to form more and more complicated structures, but rather whatever form matter takes, it ultimately seeks the lowest energy state, and that's one of the laws of thermodynamics. So where is this idea of evolution that from very primitive life forms, which is then a different type of structure. From the different primitive life forms, you get more complex life forms. Of course, we know that there's a difference between organic and inorganic matter, and the difference between the two is that one has life and the other one doesn't. That becomes even a more complex phenomena, how to explain what actually makes life. And while you can say that if you combine material elements together, ultimately they'll create a conscious living entity, that is just a statement. There's no experiment to back it up. And it's not what we see, that things happen by themselves, but rather everything happens by this interaction of organic matter with organic matter, with some life form, some very complex form that has intelligence, that actually then creates things. And of course, for us to look around and see the variegatedness in the world around us, which are much more complex in that sense than just, for instance, a house. Very wonderful things, this planet, different trees and mountains and everything that's here. Why should we think that material things combined together to form this, when they themselves are all in different forms of decay? They're not in the forms of evolving into something superior, but they're in the process of devolving into some lower forms. So if our guests just give it a little thought and think a little carefully, they'll come to the conclusion that, well, this isn't the way creation, this isn't the way reality, the world that we live in, should appear like. But rather, what makes sense is that you have some very, very complex form, which has not only matter, but it also has life. And that very complex form then becomes a source of less complex forms, and that is what we call inverse evolution. And of course, the fact that that very complex form also has not only inorganic but organic ingredients, which means that it also has life, and it must be pretty extraordinary and pretty great in order to create all of these great things that we see, like planets, universes, and so on. Therefore, why not call that original source of all simpler forms or less complex forms as the Supreme Personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, or in short, God? So it makes much more sense than this other nonsense that people's heads are being filled with in schools and universities. Our children and adults are being brainwashed. So better break free from this brainwashing system and become little free thinkers. And in order to be able to think freely and get a better insight into the world, then Srimad Bhagavatam is that literature that will give people the ability to see things as they are, rather than accept a completely illogical, unsubstantiated premise in the name of so-called science. So that was the first lecture yesterday, and we're